Hello, we're reading out of the Shamadi book of Bala Sulam, Shamadi 54, The Purpose of the Work. You can ask questions at Kabda TV. Relevant questions will be asked during the lesson. Shamadi 54, The Purpose of the Work. It is known that the servitude is essentially to bestow contentment upon the Maker. Yet, one must know the meaning of bestowing. But this is commonly used.
Whereas in the preparation, there is only the work of loving, meaning that you will not have that by these many no's you come to kill, which is chesed. And before that, there is a lot of lo, which is another god, and a lot of no's, loving, meaning that from not lishma, you come to lishma. And since the sitra achra, it gives the verification. And even though later on when you work and you draw the sanctity, nonetheless, when it takes the cover, you fall from the degree. And it takes all the abundance which was drawn. And as a result, the Sitra Achra has the strength to later on control man. So one is compelled to fulfill her wish. And he has no other counsel but to raise himself to a higher degree. Then the sequence begins anew, as before, with the 49 gates of impurity. This means that one walks in the degrees of Kedusha until the 49 gates, but there she has control to take all the vitality and bounty until a person falls each time into a higher gate of impurity, since God hath made even the one opposite the other. And when one comes into the 49th gate, one can no longer raise oneself until the Creator comes and redeems him. And then he hath swallowed down riches, and he shall vomit them up again. God shall cast them onto his belly. This means that now one takes all the bounty and vitality that the Klipa was taking from all of the 49 gates of Kedusha. This is the meaning of the looting of the sea. Yet it is impossible to be redeemed before the exile is felt. And when one walks on the 49, one feels the exile. And the Creator redeems on the 50th gate. And the only difference between Galut, exile, and Geula, redemption, is in the Aleph, which is Alufo Shel Olam, champion of the world. Hence, if one does not properly attain the exile too, he is deficient in degree.
It is very difficult for a person, meaning the will to receive. Who is the person? The will to enjoy. It is very difficult for him to accept the matter of descents. That after the ascent, the success, the feeling of force, closeness, having high spirits, he suddenly falls in his knowledge and feeling. He has nothing left. Really losing everything. And the will to receive anticipating fulfillments feels loss, death. That's not becoming to him. How could it be? Begins being angry, not agreeing, a great confusion as well. One feels himself as being truly insane. What to do? Rather, specifically, these states gradually bring us to a different kind of measurement than before. We used to measure our states according to how much I have within my will to receive. Later on, we start appreciating the state according to how close I am to the goal, to the purpose, the message, how much I feel and understand the writings, identify myself with a higher degree, with the author, with the creator. This means the values begin to somewhat change. How do they change? By the change of states, the ascents, the descents. How do they cause the change of values with respect to receiving or giving, with respect to myself or going outside of myself? This is something one does not know. The light changes it inside him. He only feels that what he used to appreciate, today it's differently. The values in him have changed. This is how one changes. Therefore, the whole process, going through the 49 gates of impurity, are a great preparation. This is all of Egypt. It's not just the work you wait for it to end. Even though one is in darkness, each time he understands more and more, he feels more and more who governs him. He can better discern between the will to receive that controls him, that throws him to the ground, that can do anything with him. And on the other hand, he better and better understands that salvation can come only from above. But what is man's participation here? And about this participation, to what extent a person determines by himself the process, the states he goes through? Maybe he can hasten them, and besides hastening them, accepting them differently. This happens by those states of 49 gates of impurity, which he wasn't always. He just didn't say it was so. He was under the control of those pleasures that used to shine to him, but it wasn't clear to him that he is in it to such extent, controlled by them. Only now he feels, he discovers that he is really in this slavery.
Otama chayim, otama matzavim,
and the same life, the same states, that he used to accept them as correct, as the, this is what should be. He now begins to see in them the control of the lower force. Until he determines that his whole state is certainly Egypt in all of the 49 gates of impurity. And ye need nothing more. Rather, the 49 gates of impurity should be clear in quality and quantity. In quantity, meaning that even if I fall for one moment, it is slavery and losing everything that is dear to me. One moment of being under the control of the ego, and I feel this foreign domain. It's not that it rules over him like the 7 years of satiation. No. I start feeling that he governs me. And I can't do anything. And this is how also in a the way he determines it in quantity and also in quality. I can't agree even to the smallest extent that he controls me. If I used to agree, well, just a little bit, that's okay. I'm governed by the, my character, my ego. Later on, even 1% of this control that used to be before, if Pharaoh puts pressure on me, I accept it as something awful. And thus you reach the 50th gate. And in the border between the 49 gates of impurity and the 50th gate are the gates of redemption. Well, when a person during this process, he needs to discern what is the exile and what is redemption spiritually. Not that it seems to him in this way or another, that if we speak to people on the street, they have different forms, but they are all opposite from exile and redemption according to the Torah. Until a person feels he's unable to continue being within his skin, within this serpent, that is truly, he's in a state that it strangles him. In no way he is able to stay under the control of the this serpent. And he used to enjoy it previously and live from it. And he sees redemption only when the ability to bestow will be revealed in him, to love, to connect, to correct each and everything that seems to him. He begins seeing the world as his soul, that he must organize in order to give the Creator the ability to be revealed, to be with him in dvekut, adhesion there. Until a person prepares all these conditions, there is no redemption. where is the redemption? By feeling himself in Las Vegas with all these pleasures? Meaning 400 years is a kind of an inner process a person should undergo with inner changes in order to determine what is corporeality, what is spirituality, and in what state he wishes to be, so that out of exile it's clear to him what is redemption. It's a revelation of the force of bestowal being in him, controlling him, directing him, and thus in that same Egypt, the same exile, the ability to bestow appears. And then it becomes a desert and then the land of Israel. Within the same desire, there is no other matter. It is all done within the same matter, only changing our attitude to that matter, how we wish to work with it, to use these elements. Well, a few questions and we'll start the workshop. Yes, Moti.
Can you elaborate a bit about the transition from the 49th to the 50th gate?
There are a few conditions here. First of all, I feel my own state, that my own nature won't let me do anything. It can put me to death easily. It has full control over me, and there is no mercy or anything. It's like Haman or like Pharaoh. Pharaoh seems to us something not so cruel. It's something. Oh, he's playing with Moses when he's young. Later on, he says, "Go away." He doesn't give blows. Well, do your own, make your own bricks. Find the straw and make the bricks. But it doesn't seem. What trouble does he cause? Not so much. It's not terror. He doesn't want to kill them all. No. It doesn't seem to us. As opposed to Haman that wants to destroy and kill everyone. So we should determine our desire as completely wrong for all life, for all the deeds, for all the desires. I can't work with it in no way, in no extent. Meaning doing nothing, because every tiny movement I make is only to his direction. And this is, to do this, I'm incapable. Another thing is, I'm unable to escape it. Escaping it meaning I yearn to live within the quality of bestowal. And I understand that this is also determined in the will to receive, because I'm still in Egypt. But I want to transcend it. Darkness in a state when I'm incapable of anything and I can't see who can help me. If a force will come from above and I have no relation to it, no possibility to evoke it, if it will come, it will truly be as a miracle that I don't expect. I am able to continue within this Egypt as much as needed, because even this feeling that this is Egypt, the feeling of darkness, is better than being, than seeing Egypt in the 7 years of satiation. Meaning I have great appreciation to the spirituality which is in me in the posterior manner. Meaning I, out of the darkness, I can imagine what light is somehow, what is sanctity in an opposite way. Well, great anticipation. It's difficult to understand because these states, when they come, they come in full contrast between them, because two lines appear. Great efforts to bestow, to connect and so forth on the right line. And conversely, you find out how much you are unable to do this, you fall, there's nothing there. Whatever we did yesterday fell today. And what we will do today will fall tomorrow. We go out to disseminate, we put ourselves into different places, we have conventions, whatever. What didn't we do? What has remained today? Nothing. Some new fellow comes, we have nothing to tell him. We are about 10 years on the path, let's say. It's as if we joined yesterday. What did I acquire? You can talk about it in 10 minutes. What is this? How could it be? Meaning it's all devoured in the sand, just as water poured onto sand and nothing left. This is the meaning of being in slavery. There is nothing you got from your efforts. Nevertheless, I am the most successful of them all. Because I still get closer to the Creator by that. I believe the sages who said this is a way to progress and above mind and emotion, this is what I do. This is what I have. Nothing more. I'm willing to work in this way. Meaning these two lines should be really clear. I'm always drawn to the right. Connection, dissemination. I invest in all directions. I don't take under consideration my inner state. That's it. Like a woman who has babies and she doesn't feel well. You know this state, right? So, nevertheless, she must get up and take care of them. Whatever she feels, she feels. She's suffering inside, but this is the main thing for her. This is what a woman does with respect to her baby. Whatever she has, she takes care of him. That's it. This is how we are. This is the main thing for us. The way I feel inside, every day I receive all kinds of emails and calls from Skype. The main thing is that people can't agree with the state that our work is specifically in darkness. And later on, it's also in darkness. When the Creator is revealed, what is the Creator being revealed? You agree to the darkness, and for you, these are the best conditions to continue your work, and this becomes as light for you, because you acquire masach, a screen. You want the force of tzimtzum, restriction, to control you, and you will work above the tzimtzum and the masach, and you will make the light, the returning light, reflected light from the state that is dark, and you will build your will to bestow. This is the only thing you will wish for above Egypt, because all the empty vessels you take with you. It's only that you don't take the approach of Pharaoh. But the vessels of reception, they stay in darkness. You yourself keep those vessels in the darkness of Egypt. When you go out of this state, out of the darkness, the only thing that goes out of it is the will, your will to bestow. The fact you want to construct the action of bestowal, this is what comes out of your darkness, all of your desires. And this is the exodus of the children of Israel from Egypt. And the vessels of reception, they stay large, and they're all in the darkness of Egypt. And the fact you're building the next degree upon them, this is faith above reason. That's the way it is. Yes.
It sounds like a tremendous difference between reaching a state where you justify in the state of posteriority. I mean, before that, it's like the least of two evils. I mean, it's the default. Do you have some kind of control in the darkness? That's how it sounds.
You want the darkness to stay dark, so that the vessels of reception, in their ordinary form, will never be satisfied. Never. I want to construct a relation to the world, to the Creator, above my inner state. My inner state is, I'm dead. I'm ill. It doesn't matter what. Specifically upon, if this is what I need in order to know that I am guarding this, not in order to receive, so that the darkness and the Egypt remains, I construct above that the form of bestowal. That's the way it is. I'm telling you, this is just like a mother taking care of a baby when she's truly ill. She gets up and she does everything for the baby. She herself, she suffers in the inside, but she has no calculation at that. She does whatever he needs. This is somehow, we should understand these discernments with what we transcend above the state called Egypt. Meaning, this is our new approach to the will to receive and the opportunity to bestow. All right, people are beginning to... Okay, maybe we'll go to the workshop, huh? What do you think? Who's rooting for the workshop? And who's for questions and answers? Yes, well... This guy from Jerusalem.
Rav's explanation explains the way people used to work the Creator in the past through suffering.
No, suffering? Why? This is forbidden. On the contrary, no fast, no suffering, always with joy on the right side. That's what I've explained. And Bala Sulam also writes it. How do you reach the 49 gates of impurity, which is the left? When you rise on the right, at the same time, the left grows. Otherwise, it won't grow. If you don't do the good actions, you will never see your actions as evil. Specifically, not good. If you're walking on the path of truth, if you are about to draw the light that reforms with your work in the group, when you're learning the studying the wisdom of Kabbalah, you have a guide. So, of every good action of yours, you will later see how bad it is. It was done within the ego. Then again, a good action, and again, you don't succeed, and you see it as evil. And so each time you progress, you draw on the right the action of bestowal, and the reforming light shines and explains on your left that you are still entirely within the will to receive. And so, time and again, 49 times, 49 gates of impurity. Yes?
You always explain it about through the perspective of the right. Why did it suddenly pop up? It's because of the sick mother's example.
But I don't identify myself with my inner state. He suffers, it suffers, my will to receive suffers, but it's not mine. To this extent, I start disconnecting from him. I don't feel it as mine because I transcend. I ascend each time and I identify myself with the will to bestow. I want to be there. Just as we talked about this friend, I believe that he returned the $1,000. So I see it as half or maybe 999 are missing. But I complete this. I complete them. I'm above that. I accept them as full 1,000. And the sign for this acceptance, the sign that I'm on the right, is the joy. This is the joy. There is no false game here. Yes?
This is really the situation. Seems so. And in recent years, I feel actually more pleasure in the work, really. In the work, in the whatever.
7 years of satiation.
I don't know, maybe, but to the point, it's kind of a measurement for progress.
Yes, Pharaoh treats you favorably for the time being. Yeah, you'll advance, you'll advance. It's like a duck that he's being stuffed. He's being stuffed for the time being. Yes, pass on the mic to Gershon. What are we missing in order for this discernment to be engraved on our heart of this completion, this acceptance, as you just said, so that we start working from here constantly and not being devoured in darkness?
There is no general collective opinion that could cover us regularly from above like an umbrella. There's no direction, inclination by everyone for it to happen.
It seems that what my definition of darkness or not darkness is according to my connection to the group.
Right. In practice, this is how you can check. That's why we exist in this world, meaning that besides the forces with respect to which we can get confused, there's also the different images. There's matter, still vegetative, animate speaking, and so on. And we can work with this matter. We can see it in our five senses, not in Sfirot. Yeah?
What I meant to ask is, how may I know if I'm connected to the friends or not? But you gave the answer of being in joy, and then I'm even more confused, because if I'm suffering, meaning my will to receive suffers, how can the will to receive suffer and I still feel joy?
When you're above the will to receive,
how can I do this before the machsom? Maybe after the machsom, when I have the vessels, I can understand. I have two vessels. In this vessel, I feel this way, and the other one, I feel that way. Before the machsom, what is the clue that I'm in connection, only in engaging in...
Allow me to answer, please. The light shines and raises you temporarily, and then you feel that you're above the desire, and this makes you happy. Yes.
If I haven't got these discernments, so I'm a beast? And how long will it stay in this way with no discernments, just in the ordinary life?
A person, he is called the image of the Creator, which we attain through the influence of the light over us. A person is really this image that's built above our will to receive. The way we want to work above our desire. A person, Adam, is called the Rosh of the Partsuf. The Guf, it's that same desire, meaning we can use it in the way that we can use it in order to bestow. I don't exactly know how to put it into words. That we can, that we ask to make a restriction over our will to receive and work above it. Above it, it means that there will come a force and will give us the opportunity, the ability to perform actions of bestowal, not because I will have pleasure within the will to receive, but because the pleasure will be revealed outside of me. You can never explain that. In short, if I start working with the true vessels of bestowal, I first of all build the Rosh of the Partsuf, and then from the Rosh extends the Guf. Go ahead, ask. I don't know.
There's a feeling that with respect to everything we learned, so I don't exist yet. There's something that's out of this reality.
Spiritually wise, we don't exist. We don't. What exists is our will to receive.
Which we also don't feel.
Right? True. It's still not the will to receive in terms of the 125 degrees, because the whole desire in the 125 degrees is with respect to the Creator. In the meantime, we're just playing in the sandbox between ourselves, like babies. But as a result, we start scrutinizing the basics of the spiritual work, and then we step on the ladder.
And from here onwards, it also seems like morals, even these things of acceptance. And
on our behalf, that's how it is. But again, were it not for the reforming light, we would constantly be confused and, you know, dwelled in philosophies. Our only savior is that the light shines on us and arranges us correctly. Yes?
Chido from Atlanta is asking, if so, redemption is the ability to withstand a greater burdening of the heart?
redemption, it's when you aspire to come out from under the rule of the will to receive in mind and heart, meaning both in thought and also the desire itself. And when you're capable of transcending any calculations and yearning, aspiring to fulfill the desires of the others, this is called the redemption of Egypt, from Egypt. And then you start scrutinizing the conditions. On what conditions, after we escape Egypt, on which conditions can we truly reach bestowal? That's it? No further questions. Ah, yeah, okay, yes.
We see that both the ascents don't resemble each other and the descents don't resemble each other. What custom should we have in order for us to be able to go above all this and everything that occurs in order to be everything but don't leave?
I think that that's actually all you need. If a person is he's regularly on the lessons, and if he has time left, he's engaged in something, whatever he can, meaning different forms of dissemination, bestowal, repeating our materials. He is in some kind of a connection, only persistence. There's sometimes these states where a person is disconnected. Physically, he's on the lesson, but he's not on the lesson. Even he goes to work and he walks around there like a kind of a, well, call it zombie, like a ghost.
This means that the custom to be physically connected to a group, in some way, this is what can help me staying in the state of not leaving?
Habit is extremely important. It's important to determine different such ties, connections in life that will hold you. This is why we're pressuring people that if someone is, if he wants to seriously be on this path, then he should get married and have a family and arrange his different connections with society. That these are things that keep a person, that they don't allow the beast to run far. The main thing is to keep on going. The higher light, it arranges different states for us. We have to equip ourselves with patience and to wait for all of these states to go by and to hasten them as much as we can. But because the hastening, it changes my attitude towards the different states, meaning I go through, I accept these different states that I go through, but I look at them through a different perspective. I have a different attitude towards them. I see them as something desirable. It's like the operation that I had. I was really running for the operation table, jumping on, saying, like, operate me. I remember my body was running. I can see it from the side. Running, laying down on the operation table. Really? Where did you ever see something like that? Usually a person is brought on a stretcher on the special bed that they move you from here to there. No. Really, it was because I was really waiting for it. I couldn't breathe. I had my lungs were full of blood. And this is how this run has to be felt. This is what we want. And then you don't care what they do. The main thing is the life that comes after. Yes.
This means that the frequency of state changes is developed with relation to these states?
Yeah?
And increasing the frequency, this depends on me, on the group.
Later, you start viewing the states you went through as if from the side. You start, in you, there starts to formulate a certain state that toward the descent you're in, you understand that descent, you're part of it, you measure it, and this is how you scrutinize it, you study it. That's how it happens. Gradually, bit by bit, you start relating to your will to receive as the place of work. What do I do about it one way or another, like this or like that?
If a friend sees that he's stuck in some state and he starts hastening time, does this depend on an inner prayer or a physical action?
You can take both. You can take him and study something together. Take him to some place. Maybe this evening you're going on some dissemination. Take him with you. Ask him. Tell him that you need him to help you, and so on. That's it. Yes.
When a person is falling to the degrees of impurity, what expression does it have in this world?
What does expression in this world mean? This I don't know.
I'm asking about the difference between a person who's falling and he's treating physically.
It depends, what does he consider a descent? At first, when I'm at the first gate of impurity, then I see that I'm powerless, that I don't have the desire to do anything, I don't have any taste in life. It's all supposedly. Say on the 10th gate, 15th gate, I say that I don't want to study, I don't want to connect with the friends, I don't want to take any acts of bestowal, I don't want to disseminate, I don't care what the sages say in their books. I want to just lay down, disconnect from everything. Or give me something that will intoxicate me and watch some rubbish on TV and, I don't know, listen to something, suppose. But along with it, I start understanding that these states are not mine, but that they come from some external origin, that this is how it influences me, in order for me to start relating to it and also relating to what he's doing. And then I tell him, do whatever. You can bring darkness upon me, you can do whatever. It's actually good. Bring the darkness. When you bring the darkness, I don't want anything. It's better than I pursue different things. But along with it, give me the possibility to acknowledge you. The one who brings this darkness upon me. This is called, for I have burdened his heart. So here you start discerning between your desire and its state and the Creator who brings it upon you. And you already then have as if this inner partition, this inner split. And that's how you keep on going. What I'm trying to say is that the darkness, it doesn't go away. We reach the 49 gates of impurity, the Egyptian darkness. When you come out of Egypt, the darkness, it ceases to be darkness. You start changing your attitude toward it. We are constantly in the same state. The only thing which changes is the way you define the state on our behalf. That's what changes. It's as if I all the time put on different glasses. And I see the situation, the more advanced situation, the different situation, but the situation itself, it doesn't change. We're in the light of Ein Sof. We have some starting point that in the light of Ein Sof we feel as we feel now, and the change, it depends on what I decide upon, what I decide about, what's good and what's bad, because our substance is the will to receive what could be good toward it and with respect to it, what's bad. If I change my perception, if I change my attitude, the entire world changes. What I hated becomes beloved. Imagine that some person comes, some great person, dressed all white. He comes up to this small child, takes out this injection and stings him. How is he supposed to relate to that? When you grow up, you see that that white dressed, whoever that was, isn't a ghost or whatever, but it's a doctor that he's doing something for you, and maybe it's not pleasant, but that's how it is. It helps you. Reality doesn't change. We have to change. And this is also something that the world has to change too. The changes in which we have developed and egoistically came to an end. That's it. Our ego came to its end. No further place to develop to in corporeality. We've reached a state where we have to start developing together. And this is why we're at a very special point, that here you have no further place to develop with your ego with. Or on the contrary, it starts bringing us down because we have nothing else to want in life. Now, if you want to progress, it's only in the will to receive. And the ego, it remains. Yes.
No.
Years of satiation in Hungary, I feel them as if it's not clear what to do with them. I'd like to have an example from Rav, please. Let's say he was in a place and he found his Rabash in some way. Where are these 7 years of satiation and hunger? I don't understand them. You had success money-wise and you gave up your apartment.
No, it has nothing to do with the 7 years of satiation.
Meeting the Rabash is the beginning of your 7 years of satiation?
The 7 years of satiation is when the Rabash go through the studying, that he shows the goal, the everything shines, he's full of strength, he's ready to really He's ready for everything.
And when he advances, he yearns to finish these 7 years of hunger and satiation, to go through the 49 gates of impurity, and just to...
Wait. It's not enough. He has to start understanding internally that his progress, it depends on the connection. 7 years of satiation, it's not simply so. He still didn't get into Egypt. It really starts from where a person understands that he needs to progress through all the conditions that the Kabbalists tell us about. And he takes them and he progresses. And he's ready to be connected with everyone. He's ready to learn, to study, to disseminate. He's ready for everything. He understands that to reach connection and to be in the connection, that's where he finds the spiritual world. That is where he finds the spiritual world. It's called that Joseph brings all of the children of Jacob down into Egypt.
Our sages said that Egypt was like a place, a melting pot for Israel. For that connection, you needed the satiation, the hunger, the 49 gates of impurity, without which you couldn't connect. What is their role? What movements do they undergo? How do I create this yearning to go through this whole process? If at all, if there is any other way?
No other way. There aren't many ways, because there's just one law in the relationship between the light and vessels. And in the four phases of direct light, everything's set there. Can't be anything else.
So let's say I've identified these 7 years of satiation within me. So I know out of my experience that when Rav says something, it takes me time to understand this, but at the end I understand that he was right. So let's say I'm in these 7 years of satiation. What should I yearn to finish up with this satiation and hunger? What do I need to yearn to?
I have to simply yearn for the realization of what it says, that within our connection, together with the studying and dissemination, targeting all that as much as possible to give contentment to the Creator, this is where we find ourselves.
So, in short, I just put all this matter aside. I don't understand it, the 7 years of satiation.
True. That's all there is. Because Yosef brings you to Egypt. Yosef is the point of connection, the Yesod.
So what do I need this whole story of Egypt for? As a background in this yearning for connection? Or
no, after you agree by all the different kinds of search and escaping connection, you nonetheless start getting into the connection, meaning the correction of the soul, you reach Egypt. When do his brothers come to Egypt? When there is hunger, when they can no longer progress. Each one of them grew, but beyond it, the gadlut is only through connection. It's like our world. Our world grew and grew and grew in its ego. There's everything, but what do you do next? And we see that only the connection can save the world now. And you see how hard it is to make a connection. You have to reach a state of hunger in the world. Physical, corporeal, spiritual, and then people will be ready, prepared to unite, to connect. Going down into Egypt, it's going down into connection. They don't want that, a person's qualities, and people in general, they don't want it. they're ready to accept Yosef, and also with all the doubts, and maybe he'll do something for us, maybe he'll remember, maybe he'll do something to us, maybe he'll remember what we did to him. You remember, they have all these concerns. It does not necessarily, in Egypt, you're Egypt obligates them to be as one people, as one family, all united, because you're inside the Egyptians, meaning that you're ready to already work in a way that the desire, that the connection is your will to bestow. Who's the Yesod? The Yesod is the point which bestows onto the Malchut. So when can it bestow? It can bestow when all the previous qualities connect to it. Are we in a state, are we in that state or not, where we want to connect in order to bestow? So that between us, what will reveal is the realm of the Malchut.
And in all the states of Egypt, the years of situation, it was some action that was, there was an action that was befitting this state. They collected the crops in order to be prepared for the years of hunger. Actually, the years of hunger weren't really years of hunger. They had bread in Egypt, and they provided bread to all the countries around. This is because of Joseph, Yosef. But should they not have collected the years of saturation? They wouldn't have for the years of hunger. Question is, these years of saturation is a state of society today? Or
it talks only about the group called the sons of Yaakov that go and progress toward bestowal. They don't want to go down to Egypt. They do. All these states come necessarily. But your goal has to be the same throughout the entire path. It's always the same goal, to achieve bestowal, to achieve connection, reciprocal connection, which you discover the Creator and you feel how you give Him contentment. As a result, you achieve adhesion.
When you say that we are well prepared and we did sufficiently, doesn't it mean that we started these 7 years of hunger, everything we've accumulated? You have nothing to accumulate? Have this effort to go out of your Egypt and you'll see everything's all right. Let's go on to the next part of the lesson.